Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, thanks for tuning in. I think I got it.
That's enough already. Jesus.
Zach, are you pushing the button here, man?
I'm in my car, man. I'm not even close to the computer, man. Epic fail.
It's just the internet fucking me down. All right, I got it. All right, I'm TC Dummy, and you're obviously listening to the news. I have with me on the line, I've got Zach Black, I've got Dark Fool, I've got Born Satanist, and Miss Zandora LaVey. Zandora, how are you today?
I'm groovy. How are you guys?
Yeah, awesome.
Well.
Awesome? Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, cool. So what's going on?
Not much, just getting down to some awesome, what was that, rockabilly going on there?
What's the cramp? Can your pussy do the dog?
Yeah, exactly. On the cell phone, it sounded like, your pussy do the dog. Yeah, that was supposed to be an intro for Zandora, but...
Well, I appreciate it. You know how to make a girl feel welcome, that's for sure.
We try.
Awesome. Well, real quick here now, Zandora, if you would just kind of introduce who you are, and then we'll go from there talking about the things.
Well, I'm Zandora LaVey. I am a satanic witch. I promote Satanism. I'm a hula hoop burlesque performer for a band called The Swank Bastards. I'm an erotica model. I'm a photographer. You know, just an all well-rounded witch. That's who I am.
Witch being the key word, obviously. You have a website called satanicwitchery.com, correct?
Yes.
And
I do.
Can you kind of just give us an idea of what you define satanic witchery as?
Well, it's many things. It's hard to just define it as one thing. Being a satanic witch, obviously, you live by the principles of, you know, how you see Satanism and how you customize Satanism to work for your life. But you also embrace your femininity and power as a woman. You use these natural attributes to get what you want and to gain your power and your witchery, you know. It's basically like a lifestyle, you know. It's looking good, acting good, knowing when to regress, when to be a prowess, when to have power, when to take that power and... just to shut up sometimes, you know, that's, women need to know when not to talk sometimes and just listen. And I think it's about control and having a balance over your femininity, power, and, you know, your satanic rituals, witchcraft, whatever you call it, whatever it is to you. But that's what it is to me. It's being a powerful woman in Satanism, you know?
Right on. Now, Zandora, I wanted to thank you very much for doing an interview with me for my site, The Mendes Collection, at thegoatofmendes.com. It was greatly appreciated, and you've definitely need to be commended for the level of personal detail that you were willing to disclose. For the benefit of some of our listeners, though, if that probably haven't read that blog at all, if you'd be willing to touch on a little bit of, you know, where you were and where how you got where you're at, that would be wonderful.
Sure. Well, I was born in Georgia, Lithia Springs, to be exact, and, you know, grew up in a small town called Griffin, Georgia, in the middle of the Bible Belt, which, you know, really didn't affect me that often. My parents were pretty cool. Like, they didn't go to church or anything like my grandmother did, who is a bitch, but we won't talk about her. But, yeah, like, you know, I wasn't the normal teenager or kid. My mom was into, like, occult things. She was into serial killers. She was into music and rock and roll. We had a jukebox. Like, she was, like, super cool. So was my grandmother. And they pretty much raised me to be the weirdo I am today. But they never, like, held me back. If I wanted to be gothic, that's what I wanted to be. If I wanted to be punk rock, that's what I was. They accepted me. So I was pretty much the first weirdo of the town. And I was in high school, loner. A guy comes up to me, asks for me to cut him. And I said, no. And then finally, like, you know what? I need to teach this guy a lesson. So I cut him 9 inches down the forearm. And then I split. I left school. And then I came back Monday morning, and I got arrested. And it pretty much became a witch hunt. I was gothic. They found satanic Bible in my book bag with serial killers A to Z. I was facing 5 to 10 years in jail. I was 15 at the time. So when I would have turned 17, which is the legal age of in Georgia, I would have went to jail. Luckily, I got just like 3 months in juvenile, and then I went and I had to go through psychotherapy and, you know, had to get out of the whole deal. And it was good, you know. I went through a lot of abuse as a child sexually, and it sort of happened at the right time. The psychotherapy, I think if I wouldn't have found the therapist I did through that, I may not be as strong as of a person as I am today. I may not be able to get through things easy. You know, and I always stuck by Satanism, no matter, you know, who called me devil girl or made fun of me when I walked through town. It didn't matter. The moment I turned 18, I left, and I came to Vegas, and I met Anton LaVey's grandson through the internet because he looked up satanic fetish models, and there we were, and I moved to L.A., and we got married, and we got divorced, and even though we divorced, I'm still working for Satanism. I always will, and that's who I am. I'll do it till my last breath. So that's who I am, and that's where I came from.
Awesome. Now, Darkful here, by the way, Zandora. I had a question for you in regards to your traveling. Out of all the places you've been to, all these places, you know, you started out in Georgia, went to Vegas, and you tour a lot with, you know, your band. I was wondering, just where was your, what's your favorite place to go to?
San Francisco, for sure. I love San Francisco. It means a lot to me because of, you know, the Black House and the 60s. I'm really into the 60s. I don't know if you guys have noticed. But I'm really into retro things. I live in that time. To me, in my head, I'm living in 1969, you know? So going there, it's just the energy is insane for me. I love it. San Francisco is great.
You know, if I may ask one more question before I move on to the next interviewer, what is it that you think is the appeal with, like, the retro thing? I mean, Anton LaVey had his retro culture, you know, like from the 1930s gangster and the film noir that he's incorporated in his lifestyle. And then you've got, you know, your thing going on with the 60s and with, you know, some of the rockabilly. What do you think it is about, you know, that retro
style?
You
know what it is?
So well with paganism.
It's when women dress like women and men dress like men. And now women don't dress like women unless they're going out to, like, attract some guy, you know, or they're going out for an anniversary. Or I live like a woman every day. And if you want to call it vintage or whatever, retro, that's what I am. And, I'm very domestic. I cook, I clean. I'm like, I live in the 60s, you know. I'm like one of those, like, women. I don't not cook for my husband or clean or, you know, a lot of women don't know how to cook or clean or look like a woman or, you know if she puts on makeup and a sexy outfit and cleans the house, maybe her husband will be attracted to her or boyfriend. Like, you know, it's like things like that. I think that's what the appeal is for me, is that people acted proper and different back then. And I kind of think that we've lost that, you know.
Cool. Good answer.
Thank you.
Zach?
Oh, is it my turn? You know, actually, Zandora, this is Zach Black.
Hi.
I had a question for you about the Satanic. Hey. I had a question for you about the Satanic Witch. Do you still put a lot of credibility in, like, LaVey's synthesizer clock?
You know, I think that it's in the front of the book for a reason. It's not really important when it comes down to really knowing people. The only way that you can know a person or personality type is to, you know, hang out with them and get to know them and, like, you know, just observe them in their habitat and how they act, because we are all animals. And even animals act different and have different personalities. They may look exactly the same, but they're not. So I don't really think that you can go over, you know, if a girl is skinny or in a 6 o'clock, she's going to be this way. That's not necessarily true, because everyone goes through different experiences, traumas. I think that, you know, it's more of a novelty than an actual thing that you would apply to getting to know someone or a type of person.
You know, I'd have to agree with that. I mean, I myself would place myself about a 1 or 2 o'clock on the clock, but I think that the environment and the way you're raised probably has more to do to affect your personality than actual your physical structure or your, you know, your genetic
Absolutely.
Makeup. And have you ever looked into the books and the bibliography of the Satanic Witch at all?
I'm sorry, what?
Have you ever looked into the books and the bibliography of the Satanic Witch?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm on Mission Beach in San Diego. The cell phone reception here sucks. Have you ever looked into the books or the bibliography of the Satanic Witch?
The bibliographies?
Correct. In the bibliography of the Satanic Witch, there's like, I don't know, 200-250 books in the bibliography.
Have you ever looked through those
or read any of those?
I've read a lot of those books, yeah. I read a lot and I've read a lot in my life, but I always go back to the Satanic Witch. Like, I will not read the Satanic Witch for, like, 2 years, and then I'll go, oh, you know what, I need to read that again, and every time I learn something new, no matter how much I've read it, and I've never gotten that out of any other book. And that was the whole thing when I first read The Satanic Witch. I was like, oh, God, I already do these things, and this is how I can improve on it? Oh, my God. Giving that to a girl coming of age was probably a really bad thing, but I think that's how I am here right now, you know?
Right on. And actually, my question for you, this is BC, you know, TC Downey. My question for you is, what do you think makes you an effective satanic witch?
I think that what makes me effective is that I wasn't born with a name. I made one for myself. I came from nothing and turned it into something. And that's what it's all about. You know, you may look at yourself in a mirror and say, oh, you know, I'm ugly or whatever, but you can always transform yourself. You need to get comfortable and, you know, trying out different looks and you know, different ways of life. Like, you know, I have fans that are, you know, obviously Satanists, but I also have fans that are into my hula hooping. I also have fans that are into the erotica model, Zandora, you know? So I think branching yourself out in a many different venues of life helps. I think that bringing it all together and making it harmonious and balanced is the best way that you can get out there and do anything. Because if you just stick to one thing, that's all you're ever going to be known for. That's all you're ever going to know. So you have to get out there and experience life, and I think that was what got me here, got me where I am today.
Zandora, as a modern satanic witch, do you think that the satanic witch written by Anton LaVey in the early 70s, do you think that that's outdated? I mean, is there anything that you think that could be added to it?
Everything gets outdated. Yeah, I mean, I even look at, like, you know, you read some of the chapters, especially about drug use. The drug culture is so different today. Like, you know, he's talking about witches going into the ritual chamber on LSD and things like that. You know, well, I haven't heard in like 10 years someone telling me that they did acid. I don't know. You know what I mean? So, like, I think things like that, of course, it's like a different time. You know, the social climate is very different now than it was back then, unfortunately. But, yeah, I think that there are some things outdated.
Well, as a modern satanic witch, though, are you planning to move satanic witchery into the modern age? Are you going to write anything?
Yes.
Or are you going
That's
to...
That's what's going on right now. I actually finally decided on a new web designer because my former web designer, Albert Alcala, he had school, you know, so he couldn't really take on the responsibility of helping me build the site. And obviously in our scene, you know, there are people that will backstab you so quickly, so I have to be very careful on who I bring in to build satanic witchery for me. But I finally found the person. It's the old designer of StantonLaVey.com, my friend Robbie. We've remained friends throughout the whole thing, and I trust him, and so he's going to be building my new site, the new Zandora site, and he's going to be doing satanic witchery as well. So I just needed someone I could bring into the fold that I trust. You dig it?
I dig it. You know, and we're both big Cramps friends. We're both big Cramps fans. You know, Rip Lux Interior. You know, the Cramps have actually been somebody that I've tagged as not just de facto Satanist, but actually real Satanist. I don't know who it is in there, but like their songs, like Green Door, when they said it, and then Jane sent me. I mean, the Cramps, I think, are. I don't know. I love the Cramps. I'm not going to waste time going on to that. But have you? I know you have a YouTube channel. I think it's Miss Zandora.
Yeah.
Somebody's up there. I can't hear, but
yeah,
anyway, I was saying that.
That's really weird.
I think it's you. It's like saying what you're saying.
Yeah, somebody's too close to the computer, I think. Anyway, Zandora, there's a big need, there's a huge need, there's a gap to be filled on YouTube for a real satanic witch. I think you'd be perfect for it. I think, just a suggestion, I think that maybe you should talk about satanic witchery more on YouTube because there's a need for a woman, a real satanic witch on YouTube, and I think you would fill the part, and I think you could do it, you know, within... just, you know, a handful of videos. I think you could capture that YouTube audience, and I would promote that myself personally, and I think you should put an interest in that because there's a need for it, and I think you're perfect for it.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, and I did my first video vlog ever like a couple of weeks ago. It's just to teach girls how to take semi-permanent hair dye out of their hair without damaging it. I was so nervous because I really want to start this vlogging thing, and I think that you're totally on the right track, and I'm right behind you. So, yeah, awesome. You can be expecting more vlogs and stuff, especially about satanic witchery and all that.
Awesome.
Now,
I'll hit you up on YouTube and talk to you about that and a PM, not to waste up the radio show. But, yeah, I mean, I think you are the prime candidate to be the queen of YouTube for Satanism because you got, I think, it's a great marketing media. I mean, YouTube is obviously the main video source and the main video advertisement on the internet.
Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
Yep. Okay, I'll talk to you about that later.
All right, cool.
Now, Zandor, this is Dark Fool here. I have a couple of questions myself, but before I go on, we haven't had a chance to hear from Bourne. Bourne, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to get back to Satanic
Hi.
Witchery. Hi. I wanted to get back to SatanicWitchery.com for a moment.
Okay.
As far as the different aspects that you're going to employ there, what are you going to add to that? Like, I know there's going to be some modeling. Is there going to be, you know, kind of a reference section for young ladies that might be looking up satanic witchery, things like that?
Absolutely. My two very close girlfriends and satanic witches, Ugly Shyla and Gigi Deluxe, are going to run the site with me. We're going to cover everything from, you know, satanic-inspired art to artists to, you know, a how-to book of, you know, things, what to do, not to do, what works, like, you know, how to customize your rituals if you're into the into that sort of thing. It's going to have profiles where you can have your own profile, and it's not just for women. Men can come too, because obviously I know you guys are going to come to check out the hot ladies, and we're going to be interviewing not only satanic women, but satanic men too. It's going to be for the community, but it is especially for satanic witches and females.
That's excellent. And I just wanted to add that I do hope that you add some of the photography that you've been doing. I've been checking up on that on Facebook, and you have quite a talent.
Oh, thank you. I just started out about 6 months ago, so I'm still learning, and I appreciate everyone watching the events unfold on that, because it's been crazy. But I'm having a lot of fun with it, for sure.
Beast, do you have anything you want to ask?
No, go ahead, Matt. I'll save the next question.
Okay. Going back to your website, first of all, Zandor, I took a look at it last night and today, you know, for the first time, and I got to tell you, what I love most about the way it is now, even though I know it's going to change soon, but I just got to give you a compliment right here. I mean, you've got the strong, powerful satanic images going on, but you've also got that feminine touch, and I think it's a beautiful balance, and it deserves recognition.
Oh, well, thank you so much. You know, I think pink is our power color, and I really wanted to touch on that. You know, I didn't want it to be that black and red and white, like sort of, I don't know, it almost reminds me of like the satanic army, you know, like I didn't want
yeah.
that. I wanted it to be very like welcoming. And I think that it is. And Al did a great job, and we're always going to go into the vein of, you know, how Al took what I, you know, my image and just made it into art. And he is awesome. He'll still be working on some things. He's going to be doing a lot of editing. He's always been my editor. So I'll still be around.
Awesome. And the next question I had, that's really great. I look forward to seeing what comes next. But the next question I had, going back to the content, to satanic witchery, and, you know, a lot of this, obviously, you're going by the standards of the satanic witch, but what I want to know is how do you add your own personal touch? Like, how do you deviate from the satanic witch? You know, what makes your type Zandora's type of satanic witchery? And if so, how?
You know what? I don't really think I deviate far from it. What I'm explaining is how it's worked for me and how my experiences you may be able to apply to your life and make them work for you. Because, you know, it's okay for girls to go, and I'm a satanic witch, I'm a satanic witch. I'm a proven satanic witch. That's what I do. So I want other women to be able to do what I do, to be able to get themselves out there if that's what they want to do, you know, and be powerful and just to have fun being yourself and being secure. And being in a secure witch is the most powerful witch. You can't be insecure. And that's what I'm going to try to eliminate, is that insecurity. I want people to know what it is and how to live it.
Beautiful.
And if I have to deviate, then that's what it'll take, you know, because Satanism is all about customization, you know, customizing to your personality and your lifestyle. That's what makes it not a religion.
Now,
awesome.
I really quickly wanted to ask you, given the nature of your website and most of the modeling that you do, it's obvious that sexuality plays a big part of your life. Would you think that that's intimately connected with Satanism?
Absolutely. You know, like the ESP part of satanic witchery, the extrasensual projection, you know, you're taking your sex and your sexuality, and you're using it. Like I'm saying, I'm using all of these things to my advantage. I'm using these things not only to, you know, obviously I want compliments, all women do, we love compliments, but I want to feel comfortable in my sexuality. That's what being a witch is about. And that's all I know is sexuality, and it's so primal. And you know, like I said, we're animals, and that's where I grab that from, is that animal inside of me. And I release it onto the world, you know, and it's worked for me so far.
You know, Vendora, would you say that women are the dominant sex? Because I certainly believe so. I mean, men may have the muscle, but women have the,
appeal. Honestly, you know, I do think satanic men think that, you know, the satanic scene is a man's world, but in reality it's always a woman's world, because behind every great man is a great witch, you know?
Yes, it is.
And if we're not behind you, supporting you, then you're not going to do as good. So we're the ones going, I don't think you should burn that bridge, babe. Maybe you should be nice to that person. You know?
You know, and you think of what men fight over, you know, most of it's territory and women. So,
yes.
Men may have the muscle, but women have the power. That's the bottom line.
Absolutely. It's a great balance.
Indeed.
Warren, you're up.
Well, I guess leading from the questions that were just asked,
I can't hear you.
Yeah, I'm hearing that too. I may have to hang up and call back. What I was going to ask is, do you find that you're often a dominant role within a relationship?
No, that's the funny thing. Is everyone sees me as this dominant person, but I think, you know, intimately I'm not. I'm a very sweet person. I love to make my husband happy. As far as sexuality goes, maybe a little bit. I'm maybe a little dominant. But I think as far as my role as a wife and, you know, as a companion, I'm not that dominant. I got a pretty sweet heart, you know.
Good stuff.
Georgia Peach.
Huh?
I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, it's Bourne's phone. Bourne, if you could hang up and call back in, man, your line's providing that extra static at the moment. I went ahead and muted him.
It can even be an iPod. Like if it's an iPod around,
Right. Right on. I'm not really sure what happened, but when he calls in, we'll get him back on. Matt, in the meantime, it's your turn.
All right. Let's see. Tell me about the Swank Brothers, the Swank Bastards.
Oh, they're like my brothers. They've been together for almost 10 years. I've been with them like 7 of those 10 years. So we're pretty much like family. They play instrumental surf rock and roll. And we got together I met the guitarist he used to work at a CD shop, and he always asked me to come see his show and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, but I was traveling back and forth to LA a lot on the weekends because this is when I was doing a lot of fetish work. And finally, one day I came in, I'm like, I'm going to go to their show, which was on every Sunday night. So I check it out, and I walk in, and I hear surf music, and I'm like, I know that's not the Swank Bastards. This can't be, because this is right when I started teaching myself how to hula hoop, and I was hula hooping nothing but surf music and the cramps. And I was like, oh my God. And so I go around the corner and I see the band, and I'm like, oh my God, it is the Swank Bastards. I have to play with them. So after they finish, I go up to Jesse and I'm like, hey, I do this hula hoop go-go dancing thing. You know, would you mind if I came up and did this for a couple of shows just to see how it goes? And he's like, well, why don't you come try out at practice and we'll see how it goes. I'm like, all right, cool. So then the next Wednesday, I went over and we practiced. We've been together ever since.
Awesome.
Except for the time I lived in L.A. and wasn't allowed to play with them, but we'll move on from that.
That sucks. Well, hey, the follow-up to that was I wanted to know, so do you tour with them, or is it just, whenever they're in town, or?
No, I'm a part of the band. I always tour with them. We always play every show together, if possible. Sometimes, you know, shows will come up, or they'll play a bar mitzvah, and I'm not going to go show my tatas off at a bar mitzvah, so, you know.
Mazel tov.
There you go.
Oy vey. Well, what is the I mean, obviously, we know what you love about touring with them. What about the least? Is there anything that you don't like as far as, touring goes? Or is it all pretty much, cherry pie,
I
guess?
Yeah, I think that, it's good, It's good if, we all stay on the sort of, same level. If, we're sober or if we're drunk, not to get too drunk.
Oh.
Because then arguments can start. And then the next day it's bad and people are mad and, it happens.
Band drama, yeah.
There's a little bit of band drama sometimes. But you know what? All in all, I'm like one of the dudes. So we really don't have drama because there's not another chick involved. I think that if there was one and we were going places all the time, maybe we'd have a problem. Because that's how women are when they're around each other too much. But you know what? Even though I say that, their wives are awesome. They travel with us and we have a good time. There really isn't that much drama. I think that we're all adults now, really, and really aren't interested in it.
Right on.
And we're not fueled by Jaeger like we used to be 10 years ago or whatever. Yeah, we all kind of gave that one up.
Good call. Beef, Zach?
It's extreme, yeah.
Zendor, just back to the cramps real quick. I've been a big cramps fan since, I don't know, probably like 8th or 9th grade. Somebody gave me a copy of Bad Music for Bad People on cassette, and I was it blew my mind away. And my favorite cramps albums are Psychedelic Jungle and Day with Elvis.
Psychedelic Jungle is my absolute favorite.
I was going to say, that's my favorite too, man. And second is Day with Elvis, but yeah. I love Psychedelic Jungle. I love Green Door when Lux changed the lyrics from When Joe Sent Me to When Jane Sent Me, which makes me
exactly.
think that that Lux Interior, you know, is not just a de facto Satanist, but in their songs like Creature from the Black Leather Lagoon, where he said, like, I learned how to shake my hips in the inner sink, and Satan gave me tips, and then I thanked him. You know, and
yeah,
you
I mean,
go on
even,
and on. I mean,
even Fiends of Dope Island, the last
uh-huh.
album, was awesome. Like, Big Black Witchcraft Rock, like, that is a badass song. That is one of their best songs ever. And Taboo, and they have, like, so many good satanic songs on that album, and I think that it's overlooked a lot because, you know, people like that old Cramps, but this is, like, really heavy, type of primitive Cramps to me. And I love that song, Primitive, that they cover. That one is off of Psychedelic Jungle, and I love that one. Probably, like, my theme song.
Right on. Well, I'm going to kind of spin back around to satanic witchery a little bit because we're wandering a little off the topic here. But what I'm curious about, are there any, I don't know, pattern tricks that you've kind of patented, if you know what I mean? Any particular MO you might have?
You know what? If I gave that away, then people would know the secret to my satanic witchery. And I think that you can't give everything away. But like I said, I have all of these things written down that I'm going to post on the site that will help other witches customize their witchery for themselves. And that is another important thing is, you know, mystery. There is a certain part of, you can't give everything about yourself out, you know, away and put it out there. Because then, you know, you're not mysterious anymore. And that's another part of, you know, enticing other people is being mysterious. Gotta
right
keep
on.
That mystery.
Okay, well, in that case, is there maybe one that you heard from a friend of a friend kind of thing?
Well, I don't know. Like, I don't know, like, what you're really asking me. Like, is there a certain thing that we do, like I don't know.
I'm kind of looking at, all right, let's say you have in your mind that you you need a new car, and your budget right now doesn't quite allow for whatever. I mean, what tactics might you employ to bring yourself close to that goal?
Well, I would probably depend a lot on ritual work. I think that in my case, it works out for me a lot. I get a lot of jobs that way. Like, you know, I don't have a daytime job. I haven't in a long time. And it's not because, you know, I want, you know, I don't have to work for a place to make money. Like, it just comes to me. It's either like, hey, I have a job for you, like, all of a sudden, and I get a job, and I make money that way, you know, and it works for me. I think that my ritual work has a lot to do with it. You know, just
right
popping
on.
Up and have not having to have a normal, per se, like, job or lifestyle.
Okay.
I don't, like, you know, like, a lot of people would try to manipulate their way to get that sort of type of money. But I try not to manipulate people as much as possible. I just don't believe in that.
Okay.
But a lot of other people would choose the manipulation route.
Right on. But it's against your character?
Yeah. I have a pretty stand-up character, I think. And I, like, want to make sure that other witches know that it's not about being evil or mean. You have to have a method. And being evil, bad, mean, and manipulative is only going to come back to you. Maybe not today, tomorrow, but the universe has its way of dealing with things like that. And you always have to put that in perspective when doing anything.
So in other words, go sparingly. If you're going to use, if you use manipulation at all,
right.
Go sparing.
Right, exactly.
Because
you know, there are times
level.
You have to. We're women,
right.
It's natural to be manipulative. You know, I know. I know a million women, and we're all like that. We know how to get our way. We know how to give you that coy look and, you know, baby doll eyes and get what we want.
You definitely have an air of professionality as far as lesser magic's concerned. And you'd kind of mentioned ritual and, you know, proper timing and things like that. What I was sort of curious about as far as going into your chamber, whether it's for psychological decompression or gestalt or, you know, to work things out, what have you. Have you done any further experimentation outside of, you know, written guidelines, you know, chaos, magic, sigil, things like that?
I use a little bit of everything in my magic. I'm really into heavy sigil work. I love it. It means a lot to me just to visually see that, you know, while I'm emotional in the ritual chamber, because it's all about releasing those emotions and not feeling guilty about them and just letting go. And that power and color, I depend on color a lot. Like, I use color magic in every ritual because I'm so attracted to, you know, color and, like I said, visuality. I use a lot of visual things in my rituals. So, you know, there could be, like, where I will, like, write a spell or whatever you want to call it, you know. But most of the time it's, you know, taking that will, anger, love, hate, whatever, and dispensing it. And that's what I do. And if I love you, I love you 100%. And if I hate you, I hate you 110%. So, you know, just tread lightly and we'll be good.
Do you plan on doing any of your own designing or designing any, you know, particular sigils that you plan to put on your site or anything that basically screams Xandora?
I have a whole essay on sigil magic and how to create your own sigil. You know, for your, you know, for your own personal needs and personality, because that's what it's all about, is representing you, you know, and your magic.
Excellent.
Yeah. Mhm. And actually, my sister Gittle Partridge is going to help me on that part of the site, the whole ritual section. So.
Right.
And Shyla will do her voodoo, satanic voodoo, I'm sure. She's an odd Satanist because she's not, you know, your typical, you know, by-the-book Satanist. She takes voodoo and Santeria and combines it with Satanism. And it's very powerful and works for her. And I commend her on that for not just being the normal, you know, Satanist. She's cool. I like her magic, and I look up to her on that, and I think that's great.
Am I up? Matt,
yeah, it's your turn.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I mean, I've noticed right off the bat, Xandora, that, you know, you put your foot down on a lot of things, too, which is great. I mean, for example, on your Facebook page, and this is something I just noticed, I noticed that there's a lot of emphasis on, if you're going to add me, have a sense of humor. Now, this is kind of going to kind of be a dumb question, but hey, this is coming from the dark pool, so whatever. What would you say is a good emphasis on, you know, like, why do you emphasize on a sense of humor, and how does that play a role, like, within magic and within what would you consider satanic witchery?
Well, I see it like this. If you don't have a sense of humor, you're always going to be serious, you're always going to be wound up, and you're not going to know how to release it. That's what it's about, is gaining that energy and releasing it. And humor helps you, like, you know, loosen up and wind down and release. If you don't have a sense of humor, you, like I said, you have to have a balance. And if you don't have that balance, it's just chaos. And you know what? I'm not really attracted to chaos magic. I like to have fun. I like to party. I like to, you know, laugh with my friends. But I'm also serious. And if you can't be one or the other or know when to be one or the other, then I don't think that you really have the capacity to be a, you know, a Satanist or even allowed on my friends list, even if you're not a Satanist. I don't deal with people with not, you know, personality issues. I dealt with that for 3 years, and I'm not going to deal with it on the Internet.
Right.
So.
Now, also, keep in mind, I haven't added you on Facebook yet, so I was kind of testing the waters because I don't know how you'll take me, personally.
Oh,
I
have all kinds of people on my friends list. Come on now.
I know. I don't think I have a good enough sense of humor. I was very insecure there, so I thought I'd ask.
I'm sure you do. Come on. You have a good sense of humor right now.
I'm joking.
I know, you joker. Well, send me a message because my friends list is full and I can only send friend requests out. So send me a message
okay.
And then I'll send you a friend request.
You got it.
All right. Zach?
Am I back on the line?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I got dropped. I wasn't sure. I was waiting for you to chime in. Thank you. Let's see. Oh, Zandora, what would you add to the Satanic Witch as far as being a modern Satanic Witch? Well, what parts do you think are outdated and what parts do you think are relevant?
You know, like I said, it's not that anything's irrelevant. It's just that some of the things are outdated. It, like I said, the whole, like, you know, what I like about it is the things that people that would read it nowadays would think are outdated, I think, that are necessary. And that's what I want to talk about, what is absolutely necessary. You know, how to dress, how to look, how to present yourself, what to wear, what not to wear. If you're ugly, learn how to be pretty. You know, if you're pretty, learn how to be pretty on the inside. And, you know, what they say to wear are not thong underwear, but off-white panties, because that's what attracts men to, like, you know, the virgin, the taboo, you know, and things like that. I think those are really important things that people may overlook now, but I think that they're absolutely necessary. You know, wear red lipstick, you know, brighten your face, brighten your eyes, wear high heels and thigh highs, not pantyhose, because, you know, they restrict our sexuality and our sex. I think things like that are necessary rather than, I don't want to talk about the negative, you know.
Well, you know, a lot of that is relevant, but a lot of those I think were Anton LaVey's particular fetishes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's
right,
what it's about, too, is learning other men's fetishes. It teaches you that in the book.
Oh, for sure. You know, a lot of the things of Satanic Witch are actually Anton LaVey's, you know, preferences or fetishes. They don't necessarily apply to the real world, but I think if you use that as kind of a loose foundation for your witchery, I think that's what it's all about. And, you know, the Satanic Witch is primarily written for women, but it's also a very insightful book just on understanding human motivation and personality, understanding manipulation, understanding psychology of people in general.
Absolutely.
And, like, right. And I think in that sense it's still very relevant. But I think that, you know, there's it can definitely be added upon. And, you know, that book was written, I'm throwing this up, almost 40 years ago. So
yeah,
I think it's time for somebody to rewrite that and to modernize it.
Yeah, that's my whole goal with SatanicWitchery.com, and I think eventually it'll turn into a mini book or series or, you know, something like that. But I think that I need to see how people are going to accept Satanic Witchery before I go into publishing, because that's a big step for me. Definitely something that I have on the back burner and that I want to do in the future. It's definitely a goal.
Awesome. As far as, like, back to the Satanic synthesizer clock, like, I would pick myself probably right around a 1 or 2 o'clock. What would you pick yourself?
You know what? I haven't even done the synthesizer clock in so long. I think, like, I was in the first time I read it. I don't really know what I am, to be honest. Like, I don't ever go by that. Like I said, it's really not important to me because I don't gauge people's personalities on how they look. I gauge them on how they act.
I understand. Right. You know, yeah, that's not the tell-all. I mean, people's personalities aren't dictated by their genetic.
Yeah,
genetic body builds, right? But I think
that's one thing, like you said, that I think could be taken out of the book. I think that's irrelevant, really. Not that I'm dissing what Anton wrote or whatever, but like I said, I think it's outdated.
Zendora, I mean, this is kind of a stupid question, possibly, depending on how you take it, but would you consider yourself a Levain Satanist?
Absolutely, yeah, I think so.
Cool.
Pretty Levain.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you
I think that's, that's what I am, you know?
Are you a member of the Church of Satan?
I've never been a member of the Church of Satan. I see the red card as a novelty. Anton was really into novelty. And we all know the famous quote, Satanists are born, not made. I am a born Satanist. And I don't really subscribe to groups. I'm a leader, really not a follower. Never been one of those. So, no. And I'm not really impressed with the current state of the Church of Satan. And right when I really got into Satanism, Anton died. So there really was no reason for me, you know, to be a member. And, I mean, it's pretty hard for a young teenager to cough up that kind of money back then. And, you know, when I got old enough to know better and read what they were putting out, I really wasn't interested. So here I am.
Awesome. You know, I became a member in 1994 when I was 18. And I actually went to LaVey's house in like 95 or 96. When he was still alive, and I jumped the fence of the Black House.
Mm-hmm. I did that too.
Did you?
Uh huh.
Yeah. I expected to be like Anton to open the door and be like, oh, hey, come on in, Zach, have a beer. And I jumped the fence and knocked on the door, and a woman peeked through the blinds and was like, what do you want? I'm here to speak to Anton LaVey. And then I kept ringing the doorbell.
You have an appointment?
Exactly. And I was like, yeah, somebody, a man came from behind the door. I don't know who it was. And basically said the same thing. What do you want? I said, I want to speak to Anton LaVey. Anton LaVey does not speak to people without an appointment. Said, yeah, well, how can I make an appointment? And they basically said, well, you can make an appointment with my Doberman Pinschers if you don't get the fuck out of here in 30 seconds.
Shit.
I said, oh, okay, bye, thanks, you know.
Well, you know, he probably wouldn't have drank a beer with you, but I know that his favorite drink of choice was Campari, so he would have had a Campari with you.
I had something similar happen to me not too long ago. I jumped the fence over a famous Satanist's house, and I was like, look, can I make an appointment? And he said, no, kill yourself.
All right. I'm real quick. We've got about 5 or 6 minutes left in the show. I have the capabilities, Zendora, of actually extending the show up to another hour if you'd like. Otherwise, we can end on our normal one-hour mark.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to go. I have a lot of things I have to do today. I have to shoot my neighbor, Grandpa Munster, my Grandpa Munster impersonator. We're going to be doing some projects together, hopefully get him some sponsorships going. So, yeah, I have to tend to him, but I would love to talk to you guys more at a, you know, different time. You know, down to talk to you guys. I've had so much fun with you. It's pretty cool.
Well, thank you.
It's good to actually talk to Satanists that know what Satanism is and don't believe that Satan is actually like a deity that you worship, that you are Satan, that we are hailing thyself. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it.
and that's not a problem at all. I'm curious, kind of backing up to the subject real quick of satanic organizations. Have you had the opportunity to check out Satanic International Network yet? It's more like just a social networking website.
Yeah, I just checked that out the other day. I've seen the blogs, the vlogs on YouTube before I checked the site out, because I really didn't know that there was a site. I only knew about it on YouTube. And,
right.
Yeah, I like what I see. I think that you're going in a good direction, and I like the Mindy's collection, too. That's, I think that's going to have a good start and a mass appeal soon, too. I think that you guys are on the right track.
Sounds good. Any chance you'll maybe join us in the forums there on the site?
Sure. You know I love talking online.
Yes, I do. I see you on Facebook quite a bit.
I'm always home unless I'm traveling, so to keep myself busy.
Awesome. Well, with just 4 minutes left, Bourne, do you have any final questions?
I don't have any final questions, but definitely I wanted to thank you for the opportunity today and coming on the Youth Zandora. You're a wonderful satanic witch. I admire you greatly, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much. I really dig this thing. It's cool. I like what you guys got going on.
Okay, Matt?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm enjoying the time we got now, and I love how this is wrapped up beautifully. Thank you for coming onto the show, Zandora.
No problem. Thank you.
And the Z-Man, Matt, Zach.
Yeah, Zandora, thanks for coming on the show, and I'll send you a couple PMs on Facebook or YouTube about a couple things. But yeah, I appreciate it. Now that you know that I'm not like a I'm a creep, but I'm not a super creep. So, yeah, just, now we touch base.
He's a
you know,
super
maybe,
creep. Super creep. He's super creepy.
He's a creepy. Ow.
I know.
Okay, I'm a super creep, too.
I think we all are, yeah.
Awesome. So to just, I guess, kind of wrap this whole thing up, I myself want to say thank you very much again for coming out on the Ooze. This is round two for you, and as it was last time, wonderful time. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Thank you. I did too, and I guess we'll be talking soon.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks for everyone that listened. I really appreciate it. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan, Zandora.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Take care, Zandora.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, real quick, I wanted to throw out there for everybody who's listening, tomorrow night is another highlight edition, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're actually going to be interviewing Jason Sorrell, so if you guys are ready for a real wild walk in the park, come on out, check it out, or check out the archive. Join us on SatanicInternationalNetwork.com. The chat room's been getting a little slow lately, so I think you people maybe are getting a little apathetic. That's pretty much all I got to say. Gentlemen, anything else?
Thank you for a great show again, Zandora, and we will see you around.
It's funny because she actually hung up, so.
Well, this goes out to the airwaves, I guess.
Right on. All right, that's it. Check out the Mendes Collection, creativeoddities.com, and we'll talk to you all tomorrow night.
All right, take it easy.
Adios, amigos.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.